Welcome to the Fabulous by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I designed this show to show you that there is a life out there for you, a life you love, a life full of joy and abundance. Do you think that there is more to life than what you have right now? If you feel that everything you worked for, the money, the house, the car, the relationship is no longer fulfilling you, and you seek more depth and presence in life, more contentment and peace, stick with me. Grab your favorite note-taking device, a favorite drink. This is your permission slip to take 10 minutes to you to get inspired. Are you avoiding doing the work? I don't mean to be cocky, let me explain. The only reason why I can ask you this question is because I've been there too. And I was not lazy. I was actually doing quite a bit. Yet I wasn't doing the essentials that would have catapulted me towards the goal where I wanted to be. I've been in a phase of my life where personal development became important. I made literally steps forward. I had my wins, and it would have been silly not to go further. But the reality was that I kept on reading books. I made an entire book reading schedule of self-development books. And they've been a lot, and I was challenging myself to read more and more and more, more books and book after the other and book after the other. It was a win for me because finally I could sit peacefully without my head spinning, without my thoughts going left and right 24/7, without feeling constantly chased or having to chase. I was able to read a book. And I was freaking making use of that. I remember whenever there was one book finished, I barely took a moment to take a breath or to reflect on what I was even reading, because my shelf was full of books that still needed to be read. So what I did is I have created huge awareness around my problem. Obviously, I always picked a book that has potential to support me on that issue that was bugging me at that time. So what I did, I learned a lot. I created awareness around my issue, my problem, or anything I didn't like anymore, something I wanted to change, but I never changed it. All I did is knowing more and more and better what my problem is. And I was directing my entire energy towards the problem because I knew, you can bet I knew after reading all these books what was missing, and I was potentially not avoiding it consciously, but what was missing is implementation. What was missing is me taking all the knowledge I finally gathered and put it into practice and do something about it. Implement the steps I've read in the book that might have helped me overcome a hurdle. But I didn't. And again, it was not because I was lazy, because I was a busy reader. I was putting time aside for reading. It was in my schedule. It became a habit. It became a passion of my life. But I was only creating more awareness around my problem. And when I was made aware of this, that I lack implementation strategies, that I lack the courage to implement my knowledge, you can imagine that this was a shocking moment at the time. But then I also very quickly learned why. So obviously the first step is awareness. We need to be conscious of what we need to change, what our obstacle in life is, where we want to go through, what we want to excel on. We need that consciousness, absolutely. But when we have a blueprint in front of us or a guide, even if it's simple journaling questions that might lead us to clarity on our next step, we crumble. And I was afraid. I was afraid that if I have clarity and I know exactly what my next step would be, I would need to take it. I was overthinking the situation and having sleepless nights of thinking, but if I do, what are the people around me going to think about me? Do they think I'm something better because I want to improve my life? Will they think that I am full of myself because I gained so much knowledge that I am now implementing? Because I can tell you, this will lead to results. And results are seen. Everybody will notice that you are moving forward in life. Everybody will notice the change you create. I was afraid of that. And therefore, I read another book, hoping that this will give me the solution, where deep down, I knew so much already. I knew even how. But if I would have had the clarity, I would have needed to take action. And what then? This is a fear that many of us have, not even knowing it's so much in our way. Not knowing that it is something to take serious. This is not something to wave off and be like, it doesn't concern me. What is your reason why you downloaded a free life vision guide, perhaps even on my side, and you never filled out the questions? It might feel uncomfortable to face the truth where you currently are and that this is not where you want to be. But this, my friend, is the reason why you made this download. This is the reason why you took this life vision guide, to get clarity on where you are and where you want to go, and to see what is important to you, and to see what is in your way that you need to take action on to get out of your path so you can start paving forward and moving forward in life or in your business. If you haven't downloaded it, by the way, it's right below in the show notes, and you can take the action now. And don't be afraid of what you see. Because what you put down on paper, nobody else will see. This is yours. This is your time. This is the time you have set apart from all the business in this world for you. So don't be afraid of what you see. No one on this planet is even close to perfection. Nor am I. And I'm telling you this in all honesty, that I was obsessing over new knowledge, obsessing over guides and journals and you name it, but I never took the action because I was afraid on what I will see on the other side and that it might force me to take finally action. Today, I wish I would have done it 10 years earlier. I wish I would have seen that potential in personal development and sitting in stillness with yourself, with what is in your head, and to state what I wanted so much earlier. I would have won so much earlier. And I'm telling you this because it doesn't need to take you forever. You can do it now. Now, and I mean right now. Enjoy it. Make it an expansive exercise. Grab that tea. Put on that candle. Dim the light. Close the door if you need to be unbothered. This is the time for you and only you. And you don't have to fear anything. Because I think the only thing we need to fear is to be stuck forever in a place where we do not want to be anymore. I believe in you 1000% that you can achieve everything what you set out for.